All right, everyone, we are back with Lust Academy. Know you guys been waiting on this one. So I may reiterate it, for those of you who didn't watch the acting lessons video, you guys... Well, hold on, I forgot, this one likes to go by itself. So, I'll just stop it right there. But, for those of you who didn't watch the acting lessons video, basically, what I did yesterday... with National Masturbation, and of course, you guys, like, this video is, hold on, I'm rambling. But anyway, alright, this goes up on Friday, but we did National Masturbation Day on Sunday, which was the day before Memorial Day. I did a vote, and basically the number of views that won were Chasing Sunsets and Sweet, or Summer Scent, rather. So Summer Scent was voted on by MGTOW.TV because they want to see all the crazy shit. And Chasing Sunsets was voted by you guys because you want to see more story. So we're going to give you that. Also, neither of them are done, but they might be finished by the time we get through them. Because they're currently on their final chapters or close to it right now. Also, Lust Theory did really well. So after we get done with Summer with Mia, which hopefully is sooner rather than later, we will get started with Lust Theory. And I definitely want to play that because the girls are voiced. So, at any rate, let's go ahead and get started with Lust Academy, which hasn't been doing that well.
Which is slow.
It's a little slow, yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and... go back a little bit. Mr. Frollo, sir, good evening. Good evening, Mr. Lord. What can I do for you? I was just wondering what you were studying here.
Is that pattern on the floor magical? That one? Huh? You're observant. It's a reverse sun, the mark of the devil that all magicians worship. Remind me, have you sold your souls yet, or is this a second semester activity? Are you serious? Relax, of course not. It's just a regular drawing. We're actually meeting members of the Dueling Club here. The Dueling Club? The one and only. Students fight anonymously for points for their houses. It's the best way to practice the spells they've learned. Sounds incredibly cool. How do I join the club? Not so fast, Mr. Grimm. A man without experience can have a rough time with us.
I can handle it.
It'd be fun to watch, but there are rules. In order to gain access to duels, you must learn.
Excuse me, Mr. Frollo, good evening.
Gabriella, I told you to call me Jacob. Did you want something? I learned the spell you were talking about.
That's wonderful news. Is there a sparring session at the club tonight? I'm ready.
That's the spirit. Let me check.
Hi there, I'm Gabriella. My name is Grimm. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too. Do you want to join the dueling club too?
Me?
Thought I'd find out more about it, yeah.
That's great. I'm looking forward to the first duel. I didn't know the Dueling Club had such hot chicks. I should probably pay a visit there.
I'm afraid I wasn't able to find a match for you tonight, Gabby. Oh no, what about him?
Mr. Grimm is hardly ready.
Oh, I have the perfect match for you, Gabby. Hurry up and get ready for the arena. I'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, Mr. Frollo. Okay, Jacob.
As for you, Mr. Grimm, first learn the Combat Bolt spell. Is that literally Lightning Bolt? It's the bare minimum required to join the Dueling Club. When you're ready to give it a try, come see me. I meet Dueling Club members here every night. We'll see how you do.
Thank you, arrogant prick.
That Gabby was alright. I should ask for a number or something. But not today. I've already made other plans with another hot girl.
Which reminds me, I have to go there now if I don't want to be late. I've wasted too much time here already.
Now I just have to find Naomi. Oh, there she is. Does she always hang out with Lily? Can't imagine I'd be friends with someone who constantly argues with me. But what do I know about women's friendship? Anyway, I'm here for Naomi. Let's see if my charms still work.
Hi, girls.
Hey there.
Yo. Naomi, mind if I kidnap you?
We were supposed to meet, remember?
I don't know, I'm hanging out with my friend right now.
Are you trying to stand me up?
Don't worry, I was just leaving. I have, a lot of homework to do.
Good girl. I still have to go... No, wait, we were going to... Oh, there's so much to do. Bye, Naomi. It was good seeing you. Bye-bye. Well, here we are alone. Isn't it entirely unexpected? Uh-uh. Unexpected? I'm thrilled. Oof. Bad English there. Why do you have to be so sarcastic? You're not giving me a chance. Why do I waste my time with you? We can't be friends, Grim. You're a Leonhardt. Just like your friend Lily. Did you also forget that she's a Leonhardt? Phew, that's different. What exactly makes this different? Oh God, stop it. You're the most annoying person I've ever met. I'm not here to hang out with just anybody. Come on, I'm not just anybody. You're not? Why is that? What's so special about you? A charming smile, or find out for yourself.
Find out for yourself.
Try me out and you'll find out, baby. You'll be pleasantly surprised, I promise. Ha ha ha! What's that supposed to mean? Or do you think all girls get wet from a confident voice? Didn't want to accept you, but that's not the way... how things work in real life. Ah-ah! Try that again. Didn't want to upset you, but that's not the way things work in real life. She's trying to put me off with her taunts, but I'll get her. I'm not interested in all girls, dear. I'm talking to you. Yeah, and you're doing it against my wishes. Are you okay with that? Wishes can change so fast, Naomi. Sometimes even too fast.
Like, yeah.
I'm kind of sick of you now. And I'm absolutely not in the mood to spend the whole evening with you here. Is that all you wanted to surprise me with? Oh, I haven't even started yet. Then start. The suspense is killing me. Whatever I do now, she won't admit she's wrong. I need to make it so she can't doubt the outcome. I have an idea. You know what? No. What do you mean, no? Then I'm off. Wait, I'm not taking my words back. But think about it. You want me to surprise you, right? And? You think that because I'm in Leonhardt, I'm not worthy to be with you from Adarin. And I need to prove that I could succeed as an Adarin. Well, that's right. And you don't stand a chance. Yeah, sorry for the spoiler. Ugh, I've already heard it, so I have an idea. I propose this, a problem that only an Adarin could solve. Only an Adarin could come up with. I hadn't thought of that. So the most logical thing would be for you to come up with a challenge for me. I never thought I would say that, but you have a point. But what could I come up with that even you would understand you couldn't handle? Come on, just anything. Anything you say? That's it. There you go, Naomi. I knew you wouldn't pass up this opportunity. Let's see what your imagination can do. So how am I supposed to deal with this? Within reason. That's a flexible concept. You're starting to scare me. Okay, I agree. But I still need some time to think about your assignment. Nothing comes to mind? Oh, a lot. But why waste such fun on the first thing that comes to mind, right? It's not every day a hen tries to become an eagle. Well, that's enough for today. I don't have a lot of time. I have many other things to do. Good luck. It's getting late and I feel like a squeezed lemon. Trying to charm someone that sharp and spiky is exhausting. I should get some rest. Was it right to give Naomi that idea to come up with a challenge? Merlin knows what her twisted Adarin mind can come up to. Or will come up with, whatever. Anyway, I'm sure I'll be able to handle anything. I just need to get some sleep and refill my energy. Oh, my sweet Grim. You're so full of bliss when you sleep. How I hate to interrupt your reverie. Wake up, my sweet prince. Wake up faster, sweetie. My chosen one, answer my call. Hey, wake up! What? Who, what, where, when? Oh shit, did I fall asleep? Wait, who's that? You're a heavy sleeper. Leona? You? You? Are you real? Hi, honey. Did you miss me? Wait a minute, is this a dream? And why are you naked? I have nothing to be ashamed of, do I? She's right about that. Don't you like what you see? That's not what I meant. I don't understand. How is this possible? How? I can tell you have a lot of questions.
Which one do you want me to answer first? Don't play dumb.
Ugh.
How did you get in here? Through you, silly.
I told you, you're my chosen one. Thanks to you, I can temporarily take material form. Alas, I can't stay in this form for long. But after centuries of being locked up in a book, I'll take what I can get.
Wait, not so fast. Thanks to me, you can take material form?
Well, yes, temporarily. But how?
I am the matron of House Leonhardt. My soul watches over all its members.
But you are special. For years, I've yearned for you.
But what's special about me?
There's an unbreakable bond between us, all because of your extraordinary soul.
Tell me about your parents.
They died when I was a baby, so I don't know much about them.
I wonder. They must have been wizards.
You are obviously a pure blood. Is there any way to tell for sure?
It's almost impossible, but Katrina's always had an instinct for it, and she thinks you're a pure blood.
That's right, I remember her saying something like that. She's never been wrong about lineage.
Alright, enough chatter. We don't have much time.
Chatter?
You appeared in my room in the middle of the night. I think you owe me a few answers.
Of course, but my time is limited. I've come to help you discover your power source.
What? You can do that?
Of course I can. There are many ways to activate a magical power source, including experimental ways.
Shouldn't I discover my source of power myself?
Apprentices don't usually have a problem finding their source, but you have a very weak connection to the elements.
What?
What do you mean?
Are you asking me?
This is a first for me. To meet a mage of such raw potential, whose connection to elemental magic is so obstructed.
Oh man, what should I do then?
Forget about the elements.
How's that?
Eventually you will master elemental magic. But to activate your potential, I will share my source.
Willpower. That'll be your connection to magic.
Given how tightly our souls are linked, that shouldn't be a problem. All we need to do is perform a ritual.
Okay. Is there anything I can do to help?
Oh yes, you could...
The thing is, the classic ritual involves activating the soul through pain.
I designed a variant of the ritual. I inverted it.
It activates the pain through the soul?
No, it activates the soul through pleasure.
Oh, yes. In order for me to give you my power, we must experience tremendous pain simultaneously.
It feels like death.
Or great pleasure.
Like an orgasm.
Leona, don't worry, darling. I won't force you to do anything. The choice is yours. Reject pleasure or accept pleasure. Yeah.
Well, it seems like an obvious choice to me. How could I say no to the founder of my house?
Especially when she's so beautiful. I would be honored to give you pleasure. I must confess, I was hoping that that would be your choice.
And with such fervor, hang on to it, because the ritual will suck you dry.
I'll make sure of that myself.
She's so persistent. She hasn't had a lover in a long time, so I can't embarrass myself. I hope your virility is worthy of a Lionheart. A Leonhardt.
Try me.
Wow, so enthusiastic.
Well, hello there.
I can feel the heat inside her.
Mm-hmm.
Just what you need.
Oh yeah, it's so swollen.
Her lips are so soft. Her mouth is so warm.
And her tongue.
There aren't words.
Ah.
Impressive rod. Let's see what magic it can do.
Damn, she's just too good. I've never experienced anything like this. None of my exes even hold a candle to her.
No way! Wait! He already lost your ability to speak.
Oh no, she's laughing.
Already lost your ability to speak.
I'm just getting started. And what's amazing is that she can talk with that whole shit in her mouth.
With that whole shit, huh?
That whole thing. That whole thing in her mouth!
With a whole monkey tail in her mouth.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, here we go. It's a more, what is this? What do we do with this? Okay. Let's stop the foreplay.
That was just foreplay? I almost came. You're about to experience real pleasure. Oh God, she wasn't kidding. Come on, baby. Ah, oh. Feel that? Perfect. Ah, she's magic incarnate. Her pussy's so tight. I feel like I'm fucking a virgin. It feels like I'm fucking a virgin. Do you like being inside me? Yes. Yes? Then fill me with your huge cock. And fuck me good, hard, and deep. Deeper. More. Deeper. Show me what you got.
Deeper, harder.
You want me to feel deeper? Yes. Then I'll have to take over. Look at me. Spread those legs wide. Oh yeah. Laughs. I love it when you take control. Are you ready? Yes. Do you like being in charge? Yes. Her energy is transmitted through my cock. I feel it with every thrust. Yes. Fuck me. You asked for it. Now I'll show you what I can do. She's moaning. Yes, more, harder. Unbelievable. With every thrust, her magic seems to be transmitted to me. I've never felt so much power before, but now I'm... Okay. I'm about to come. Oh, my champion. Come wherever you want. Come on her stomach, come on her face, or come inside.
Inside.
Okay. I'm going to come. Me too. Oh, yes. Oh.
Probably a succubus.
That was incredible. I don't think she is. You filled me to the brim. Remember, she's Leona Leonhardt. She's the one that founded the Leonhardt School. I wonder how strong your seed is. I can feel her power inside me. Pure, untainted by the elements. Can you feel the ritual working already? Go to sleep, and when you wake up, I... Well, that was sex magic. Shit, my head hurts. My whole body aches. Is it because of yesterday? Since when am I such a wuss? Don't think I'm gonna go through the whole fucking sex magic explanation tonight. But that's definitely what that looked like. Never mind. The important thing is it's done. I still can't tell if it was real. Was Leona really here? I've got to get downstairs and talk with someone, just to feel if there's a difference. Talk to Samantha or talk to Audrey? Talk to Audrey, because she fucking told me to fuck off last time. Yo, Audrey. Good morning. Morning. What are you doing? Doing yoga, can't you see? No. What kind of stupid question is that? Making coffee. I still don't understand how you and Samantha became friends. She's so sweet and calm, and you're as prickly as a cactus. Samantha couldn't stand people like that before. I doubt butt is your only asset. What? Not likely to be the reason Samantha tolerates you. Although if it is, who's gonna judge her? We're talking about ass like that. Oh crap, are you kidding me? We're out of cream. That's a shame. Weird, I thought the fridge was magic. It is. It only gives out what the students want. But sometimes it gets weird with cream and persimmons and Jerusalem artichokes. I have no idea why those particular products. Elle didn't tell you? No. What a strange list of exceptions. Well, you know, the wizard who put it together had his quirks. Oh man, this whole day is ruined. Come on, don't take that too seriously. I'm sure your day would be fine without the artichokes. It's not funny. I just wanted a cup of coffee in the morning. Damn it, Elijah, I told you to take care of it. Maybe you could stop by the coffee shop before class. No, I can't. The cafe's only open in the afternoon. Wait a minute. Don't you work there part-time? From time to time. But I don't have the keys. So what? That girl runs the place. What's her name? Molly. That's right. Molly's been there since early this morning. She probably won't say no to you.
Would you go get some milk or cream? I don't know if I can do it now. I'll need it later, too. The other store's in Dale anyway. And there's nowhere else to get it but the cafe and the store. It's so complicated. I just want to be able to make a cup of coffee with cream. Oh, look at her. She's like, I just want to be able to make a cup of coffee with cream.
Not a big man.
From the comfort of the campus. I know, I know. So, can you help me out? I'll see what I can do. Don't let her fucking pull your heartstrings. She'll pull them right out. Good morning. Excuse me, we're closed. Molly, it's me. Good morning, Grim. Sorry, but we're closed. I know. I'm not here to sit in the cafe. Well, as you can see, there's no work for you right now either. I figured as much. Drop by during the day or at night. I'm sure we could use an extra pair of hands. Sure. But I'm not here to work. Well, what is it then? We have a magic refrigerator in the living room with a quirk. You can't get milk or cream. That's funny. It's the first I've heard of it. Is yours working properly? Thank the dendroids. Imagine what a disaster it would be if we ran out of milk. The students here practically live on lattes. That's why I'm here, by the way. Can I borrow a bottle from you? We've got a pretty girl dying of sadness in there. Sure. There you go. Oh, thank you. $5. Wait a minute. You're selling it to me? Yeah, I am. I thought... Have you ever heard of market relations? How can there be a market relationship with a magic refrigerator? Take it out of my paycheck. Okay, I'll make an exception for an employee. By the way, congratulations. On what? You're the first customer today. Hooray! Now if you'll excuse me, I have to finish getting ready for the opening. Of course you do. I'll see you then. Hello, hello, hello! Are you making coffee? Yo. Something like that. At least I'm trying. I see. I thought you were missing something. Did you really go get the milk? For real? Holy shit. I underestimated you. What do you mean? Samantha speaks too highly of you every damn day. It pisses me off. I thought she was exaggerating. But you know what? You're definitely not the worst person I've ever met. But thank you. I guess. It's a compliment. Haven't you ever been taught how to take a compliment? Shut up and be grateful. Hey, you just said something nice to me for the first time and then ruined it. What? It's not very nice to ask someone to shut up. Especially someone who has just helped you. That's just the way I talk. If you don't like it, that's your problem. I didn't know that you're that soft. Just like a teenage girl. Again. Anyway, I didn't mean to hurt you. Maybe she's not so weird. Samantha, how do you manage to see the good in everyone? No matter how deep down it's buried. Sorry to be blunt, but you and Samantha are so different. What's your point? And yet you spend most of your time together. So? What's the secret? What secret? What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. We're just friends. I mean, it just happened. That's all you need to know. Okay, now leave me alone. I've got things to do. But I... Sorry, I'll do it another time. Adios. Okay, bye. She made such a fuss when I brought up their friendship, and she was very confused by the word secret. There's obviously something wrong here. I'll figure it out. But later. Right now I have to go to Victoria's lesson. If I hurry up, I'd even have some time to chat with Haley. Yeah, sounds like a plan. Haley, I knew I'd find you here. Grim, good to see ya. What's up? Nothing. I just missed you. What are you doing? Studying. I have an individual test with Miss Victoria after class. Because of course you do. Individual test? What the fuck is that? We're supposed to be studying. It's like, we're supposed to be studying? Aha, no, no. I just wanted to pick up some tutorials on how to do advanced martial arts spells. Mostly for the theory, of course. But you can't get books like that for a freshman. It's too dangerous. Miss Lapice is willing to make an exception for me. If I get full marks on the spell course from the basic textbook. Oh, sounds hard. Hard doesn't mean impossible. Heh, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, I'll get out of your way. Wait a minute, I have a favor to ask you. I'm all ears. My potion book was dipped in ink last night by pixies. I went to the library and left a request for a replacement. but Miss Emily couldn't find the textbook right away. So she told me to come in between classes. And then Miss Lapice said my practical was after class. What a busy day you've had this morning. I don't envy you. So what's your request? I don't have time to pick up my textbook myself before potions. And the library closes after class. I didn't know what to do, but then you showed up. Like a knight on a white horse, just like in the fairy tales. Hey, wait a minute. I haven't agreed to anything yet. Yeah, I know. Just daydreaming. So can you pick up the textbook? No problem. But you'll owe me one. The knights and fairy tales do good deeds in the name of honor. I'm just a product of my times and upbringing. Alright, I'm in your debt. Something tells me I can trust you. Oh, Haley, I'll be sure to collect my debt. Consider the new textbook already in your bag. Hello, Mr. Grimm, am I right? Yeah, you have a perfect memory. What can I do for you during school hours? Let me guess. I need a textbook. You need a textbook. That was too easy. I'm impressed. What's your secret? Magic? Experience. There are many spirits and magical beings at the academy, and many of them don't mind messing around with naive freshmen. You don't seem to mind fooling around with a naive freshman yourself. Hats off to you. What kind of textbook do you need? I just came by to pick up Haley Ranger's potions books. She said you knew about it. Yeah, of course. Helping out your friend? That's very nice of you. How could I not? Just a moment. Well, where is she? How long do I have to wait? Ahem. Yes, what can I do for you? You went to get me a potions textbook. Yes, it completely slipped my mind. Huh? I'm kidding. You should have seen your face. Well, what can I say? You got me. Here's your textbook, the last one in the warehouse. A rarity. The new batch has been given and the old one was thrown out. Only this one survived, lost on the shelves. Lucky guy. Maybe Haley will get lucky too. You'll tell me about it later. I will. 1,000 thanks. I gotta run before class starts. Grim, you're here. Did you get the book? Of course I did. One ancient textbook. Sign for it here, please. Whee! I don't believe it. Believe it. Grim, thank you. Now I'm gonna make it. You don't know how much it means to me. I can imagine. You told me right away. Be careful with it. Emily said all the new textbooks are gone. This one's a rarity. Ooh, nice. Ancient folios turned me on. Wait, you're kidding, right? Who knows? Of course I'm kidding. Thank you so much. I owe you one. Yes, I remember. But now I have to finish learning my spells. Otherwise, I won't get them to Victoria after class. It was all for nothing. Exactly. Well, I won't get in the way. Class, attention! The lesson is about to begin. Today's topic, mastering the source of power. Would anyone like to talk about their progress? How about you, Mr. Grimm?
Who, me?
Yes, you. So have you found your source of power? It's about time I showed the power Leona gave me. Answer modestly or answer confidently?
Answer modestly?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think I have. Oh, she says more courage.
Okay.
Of course, what did you expect? You sound pretty confident in yourself. That's commendable. It's only natural. I was actually going to go with that first because we've been answering her with confident answers before. It's only natural. Tell me, what is the source of your strength? This may sound rather unusual, but none of the elements of nature fit me. Yes? So what do you do? What did you do? You found another solution? Exactly. Tell me. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a burning feeling inside. The desire to be first. I wonder. You're not an athlete by any chance, are you? How did you know that? Oh, it all makes sense to me then. It's the power of motivation. Athletes have been motivated by achievement since childhood. No wonder that's the path closest to you. Phew, good thing it worked out. If it weren't for my past, it would have been hard for me to explain Leona's gift. Well done, Grim. Keep looking for sources of power. It will help you feel your magic better. Thank you for the advice. Does anyone else want to tell me about their source? Yesterday, as I was roasting marshmallows on the fire, it hit me. Wait, were you roasting marshmallows on Academy grounds? Interesting. Tell me more about that. After a long and uninteresting story about roasting marshmallows. Oops, I totally lost track of the time. Thank you all for your attention. That's the end of our lesson for today. Naomi! Hi. Grim, good to see you. Is it really you, Naomi, or am I talking to a doppelganger? What are you talking about? Where did all your back off, don't waste my time go? And where did you get that, it's good to see you? Oh, that's what you're talking about. You're not offended, are you? I just wasn't in the mood. I'm going to brewing class. Care to join me? Sure, I guess. There's something wrong here. She's too nice. I'm surprised that you're in such a good mood. I've just had a nice chat with my mom. We don't do that very often. But that's not the only reason. What else? You're about to prove to me that you're worthy. Isn't that great? So, that's what this is about. Have you thought of something that I would just say no to? And more specifically? I've suddenly run into a problem. One that might jeopardize my plans for Adarin. You could help me and help a noble cause. So what's the problem, Naomi? Well, you see, it's a delicate matter and I really want to trust you. What the... Is she teasing me so I can be more easily manipulated? Girl, you got the wrong guy. Should I play along and see what happens next or get it over with?
Play along.
Of course you can trust me, baby. What are you doing? Who doesn't like to be treated like a hero? Someone could see us. They might. I guess I'm just trying to say that I value loyalty. Very highly. Damn, she's good. Just a little bit more, and that's just a taste of what my hero will get. After he helps me. You adorable, conniving. I wish I knew what it takes to become your hero. Oh, the task is pretty simple. I just need one picture. What a coincidence. It's funny. Before this magic thing happened in my life, I was a photographer. Screw you. So taking a picture of the answers to a potions test wouldn't be a problem for you? Wait, what? Are you crazy? Relax, it's easier than you think. I've got it all planned. You bet you have. I have to think. Then think faster. When you make up your mind, meet me in the yard tonight. Okay. Let's go through the potions class and then we'll end it. Students, take your seats. Class is about to begin. Topic of today's lesson will be preparing the workspace. Yes, I know that safety classes aren't the most fun. But in the last class, I let you know that it's important. First and foremost, for your own safety. Sabrina looks so unhappy when she teaches theory. It will be interesting to see her when we start making potions. So your workstation should consist of a cauldron of the capacity indicated in the recipe. For studies, we use table cauldrons like mine. So the consequences are more easily managed. Next, your potions textbook. The textbook must be for your year. No missing pages. Next, the WFAK set. I'm sorry, what is a WFAK? Wizard First Aid Kit. It's given out at the beginning of the practicum. It's a little potion that freezes you in time. For a while until the nurse can repair the damage. After which we unfreeze you. Holy crap, that sounds a little too cool. No one said the experience won't leave a mark. So it's best to follow the safety precautions. Next, the Alchemist's Toolkit. It includes a scalpel, tweezers, a jeweler's hammer, in short, everything you need to prepare the ingredients. It's given out at the beginning of the tutorial. If you wish to make a potion outside of class, and be aware, it's best not to, but if you must, at the very least, consult me first. Remember, these rules are not there to coddle you. You are mature enough. This is an attempt to keep young and talented wizards from dying young. I thought Sabrina really didn't like theory, but despite that, she takes it very seriously. That's it for today. You're all free to go. I promised to meet Naomi at the evening, but it looks like I still have plenty of time to get to the dorm and back. Maybe I'll catch up with Sam or Audrey while I'm there. Okay, seems like a good spot. So, that's going to be the end of Lust Academy for now. And we got to see a little bit. We got to see, some saucy stuff, but yeah, there's definitely a story here. And, apparently you guys aren't crazy about it, but we're gonna continue doing it since we've, you know, done so well. And it's not like you're not watching it. I've checked the views. You know, it's just not the most popular video. But it's more popular than Once in a Lifetime, which you guys didn't care for at all. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we're out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Lust Academy, and we'll see you later.